Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For joining us on this live worldwide transmission. It is Wednesday, the 18th day of September, 2013, and Congressman Walter Jones will be joining us coming up in the middle of the second hour to talk about impeachment proceedings against Barack Hussein Obama for signing a executive order claiming that he can circumnavigate federal law and arm al-Qaeda terrorists. You heard me right. Obama waives ban on arming terrorists to allow aid to Syrian opposition. That is some of the news that we're going to be breaking down on that front. Also, Syria hands Russia proof on Russian for Russian inspectors on rebel use of chemical weapons. We're going to be getting into that as well today. And obviously, the latest developments on the supposed shooter there at the Naval Yard several days ago that killed 13 people, including himself. He died when police shot him. It's now coming out via CNS News that indeed the Marines had weapons, but that they were not allowed to have ammo, or they could have taken him out. So it's like most bases where the general population of the base is disarmed, making it a disarmed fish in a barrel, victim disarmament zone like the public schools, colleges, and other facilities. And now they're saying it didn't matter that he heard voices and had called the police saying that the government was after him. Either he's schizophrenic or he was under mind control. Mind control is real, has happened before, so this could be mind control, but most likely is schizophrenia. That's more common than mind control in the body of research we've done. But the issue here is, he still kept a top secret security clearance to work for the Marines in clandestine weapon systems. He still kept that, even though he'd shot up tires on a vehicle, shot through the wall of his neighbor threatening them, reportedly called police repeatedly in hotels saying microwaves were being used on him. I mean, he was either under some kind of MKUltra program or he was stark raving mad. And now the media is like, oh, no, he was under government psychiatric care and taking drugs. We won't say which ones, but it doesn't matter. And he played. Now it's 18 hours a day of Call of Duty, but, oh, that has nothing to do with it. No, no, it's gun owners. And Obama has come out saying he's pressuring Congress to pass bans on private sales of guns and registries and harassment and all the rest of it. And an expansion of the ATF because a double layer of security was penetrated legally in a gun-free zone and one of their people went haywired and killed folks. So now we're guilty. In fact, I have an article here in my stack where a famous preacher, Rick Warren, we're going to play this clip coming up, and David Nice doing a special report on it. Rick Warren came out and on Piers Morgan, the Redcoat, who's all for government having guns, but we shouldn't be able to, and said he forgives whoever sold his son a gun that his son killed himself with. So I guess if somebody goes to the store and buys razor blades and slits their wrist, the store should apologize. Maybe Rick Warren will forgive them. Or if somebody goes in the garage with a Ford car and gases themselves with carbon monoxide, does Ford need to apologize for that? Or if somebody runs over your family member with a car, is it... Should Chevy apologize if, say, somebody runs over you with a Corvette in a parking lot? Or if someone goes into a Sears Roebuck store and buys a butcher knife and walks out in the parking lot and stabs someone in the throat, does Sears need to apologize? Or how about the manufacturer, the smelter of the blade? Well, I mean, we know they punished all the rodeo clowns without having to take sensitivity training and pay for it because one guy made fun of our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. To quote Jamie Foxx, and he quoted it again, Barack Obama! In fact, if anybody criticizes him, we all need to be executed.
Introducing Pro One. All
all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Obama has come out in a press conference and blamed the American gun owners for the tragedy 2 days ago at the highly secure, gun-free Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. What our callers at military bases first reported has been confirmed. That base and others only allowed MPs to have bullets in their firearms. There were large Marine Corps facilities at the base with full armories, but no one was allowed to have bullets on the base with the firearms. No one was allowed to have the cartridges, and so this was allowed to continue on for some time until the police finally got there 45 minutes later and finally took this guy out, which is actually a quick response compared to a lot of other mass shootings we've seen, like Columbine. It was over 4 hours, and we've seen other events where it's been over 2.5 hours. While everybody puts on their black uniforms, their armor, stands around, and generally the shooter's already committed suicide. But that reportedly is not the case here. And there's been a lot of new developments on this front. We're going to go over it. And then I'm going to open the phones up today for victims of Zoloft and Luvox and the, I don't know, 50-plus popular serotonin reuptake inhibitors and other psychotropics that people are taking? Because this morning I was reading on Infowars.com in a story that's linked up on DrudgeReport.com dealing with the fact that the reported Navy Yard shooter was under psychiatric care and on psychotropic drugs, and the media has now buried the psychiatric drug connection to the Navy shooter. Despite with Harrison Kleibold under psychiatric care, obsessed with violent video games. Adam Lanza under psychiatric care, on drugs, obsessed with violent video games. On and on and on and on and on. In over 90% of the cases, on psychotropic drugs, obsessed with shoot 'em up violent video games. And we're not saying if you play shoot 'em up video games, I play them sometimes when I go out somewhere. I'm not saying I play the hunting games with my kids. You know, we're hunting elk and stuff just because it is good for them to learn how to shoot outside of going out and actually shooting, which they do as well. The five-year-old's not shooting yet, but she plays the hunting game. Obviously, that's not going to make my five-year-old want to go out and murder people. But when you're already unstable, you're already on drugs that the insert says may cause psychotic breaks, suicide, megalomania, mass murder, nymphomania. And there's a bunch of them with women that just, I mean, that's well known. That's on the books. Yeah, they give them to women that aren't, who are married reportedly and aren't sexually excited or whatever, getting their menopause. Yeah, that's one of the treatments is they give them these drugs. It absolutely kills inhibition in shrimp, in frogs, in fish. They've done studies. Fish will swim right up with no fear and grab the hook with the bait on it. Shrimp will swim right up to other fish and be eaten when they're on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And so much of it is put out to the sewage into the rivers that marine animals are committing suicide everywhere. And by suicide, they'll just swim right up and be run over by boats. It's happening to larger fish. The side effects are absolutely mind-blowing, and this is a fact. So I want to open the phones to hear your take out there on what it is like for you, because, I read about people that will wake up and kill their wife or kill their husband or kill their kids, or people will wake up and see the Grim Reaper in front of their bed, and they'll have full-on hallucinations, or they'll think they're a superhero, or I was talking to a Houston cop years ago. They pull up to the upscale neighborhood. There's a beautiful woman up on top of the roof cutting herself with a butcher knife, and they knew right away once they got her down that when they went inside they'd find some type of serotonin reuptake inhibitor, some type of Prozac-type drug, and sure enough she was on those. Every time they pull up to a house and the woman's chopped the baby's arms off, they know they're on it. Every time the woman drowns their four kids in the bathtub, these are all Texas cases I'm mentioning, they know what they're on. And the grand juries will still indict the woman, obviously whacked out of their gourd, given to them by a doctor. It's one thing if you take LSD and have a bad trip, or PCP and go out and kill people. Then you can say, well, you took it, it's your fault. But still, it wasn't premeditated murder. It's not murder one. So you only get 25 years in prison instead of the death penalty. These people, though, these military troops like Sergeant Bales, who went out and killed, you know, the 16, 17 people and would burn their bodies for hours and go house to house doing it, and no one knew he was doing it, snuck out of the facility to go out and kill people in the neighborhood. He begged not to go back. He'd been arrested repeatedly. He'd been found in the woods with a gun in Oregon. He'd been beating people up. He'd had his part of his foot blown off, had a prosthesis on it, was begging not to go back, flipping out on a whole bunch of psychotropics on record now. And last time I heard, he was in trial facing life in prison. What happened with his court-martial, his army trial? Look up Sergeant Bales. I want to, because I remember a few months ago he was facing trial. And his lawyers didn't even argue from what I saw in the news that he was under psychiatric care. And I'm not saying it's okay he killed 16 people, but you take a killing machine, four tours of combat. He saw his buddies blown up in an armored vehicle that day, and one of his buddies killed, and he flipped out, ladies and gentlemen. He blacked out. Now, Robert Bales, born 1973, 1 year older than me. What ended up happening in his trial? A six-person jury sentenced him to life in prison without parole. You can't sentence him to life in prison. The crime was putting him on those drugs. Yeah, he was on paroxetine. And that's the same stuff that they've been giving most of the troops. That's the new drug. That's what the Navy shooter, who we know is under care and on drugs, was probably on. And what does it say it does? Neurosis, paranoid reaction, antisocial reaction, delusions, drug dependence, hysteria, manic depression reaction, psychotic depression, and psychosis, mania. And you add all this up, and 5% of it, they have the depression, 2% lack of emotion. You add all these up, though, it's a good 15% chance you're going to have one of these, quote, side effects of mania, psychotic depression, psychotic breaks, euphoria. I mean, let me tell you, folks, I had a few girls I dated who were on this stuff, and it wasn't any fun because they were like crazy maniacs, but they weren't real. It was like, well, I want a real person. Maybe some guys are into that, but, I mean, they were not alive, folks. They were like robots, crazy robots who 1 minute would be, taking their clothes off in public, and the next minute would be telling you they want to kill you. And, I found out real quick, man, what is this stuff you're taking? What is this stuff you... And it was always those type of drugs. And again, if a woman chops her baby's arms off and she's been put on two or three of these drugs in some cases, because what happens is they put you on one drug, and then, oh, my gosh, I'm having delusions. I want to kill people. Oh, that's because you need a second drug. Well, now I just don't want to go out of the house. I'm really paranoid. Well, you know what? They've got this new one you stack on top. And then pretty... You know, the average foster child in America... 69% of them, look up national numbers, are on psychotropics. If you cry for mommy, that's mental illness. When they put two-year-olds on these now. You cry for mommy, that's mental illness. That'll make you shut up. On average, the 69% that are on them, look it up. 69% on it in foster care are on an average of 7 psychotropics. Well, then they got to go on antipsychotics. Then they start having convulsions from all the drugs. And so then they put them on anti-convulsion drugs. By the way, this is a Dallas Morning News, Texas Monthly wrote about it. For some reason, Texas reported it, and I found the national numbers were pretty much the same. Because medical doctors that work for CPS went public first to WOAI TV and radio out of San Antonio. It's a twin group. And they said, look, we watch healthy five-year-olds that come to us and take them from their parents are dead a year later. And we won't be there. They give them so many drugs, folks, it kills them. It kills them. KI double hockey sticks. Now, Obama is out blaming the Second Amendment right now. And again, people in national studies that LA Times has reported on believe that there's double the shootings in America in national surveys when there's actually a 49% drop in overall crime with guns, people being shot, wounded, you name it. Mass shootings are actually less than 2% of overall shootings, obviously. And of those, of overall gun crime, the M4 type 223 is only used again in 2% of the crime. These are all real numbers. Look them up. But none of that matters because Piers Morgan says you are collectively guilty. And now they have Rick Warren, the preacher, we're going to play this when we come back, going on Piers Morgan and saying he forgives whoever sold a gun to his son that committed suicide. Hey, buddy, don't blame us. We're sad your son committed suicide. But how dare you? If somebody goes in a store and buys razor blades, the store's not their fault. They slit their wrist. If somebody buys a car and goes and parks it in the garage and puts a water hose on it and pumps it into the car with carbon monoxide and kills themselves. It's not Ford's fault. It's not Chevy's fault. It's not Mercedes' fault. If somebody buys a car and runs through a crowd of people and it's a Porsche, it's not Porsche. It's not Porsche's fault. Okay? Now, I know that it's hard for you to understand, but you want to guilt us all into this. Enough of your authoritarianism where somebody does something wrong or bad, and then we collectively are blamed for it. When it's you pushing mass murder, suicide pills on everybody, Piers Morgan.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Com in the article titled Media Buries Psychiatric Drug Connection to Navy Shooter. You can read some of the comments from people about the horrible experiences they've had on Paxil, the horrible experiences they've had on Zoloft. And I have personally, you know, seen the countless news stories in the press. Every time you hear about some senseless killing, they're on these drugs. And folks, it's because they're in the psychotropic hallucinogen family. And again, no one wants to blame the billions and billions and billions of dollars spent each year for advertising to push these drugs on people. Prozac even did a thing back in the 80s and 90s repeatedly where they would mail free samples in the mail to people of a Schedule 3 hallucinogen. These are hallucinogens that put people in a dream state. So if you have the compulsion to kill people, just go ahead and do it. It's a fact, and I know I'm not going to rant anymore. It's just that you continue to see all these people that are on this imprisoned when they kill people because the courts and everybody else knows you do not blame the mass murder suicide pills. And I've coined that term, and it's now gone viral. It was actually in a bunch of newscasts yesterday. National newscast had guests talking about it. Ben Schwann talked about it in an article and video he did. So that's good. There is Piers Morgan blaming gun owners collectively for Sandy Hook, a gun-free zone, a guy who tried to get guns illegally five times and finally succeeded breaking in after he killed mommy to get her guns, another video game head, and then I'm to blame. No, if anybody wants to have blame here, it's CNN with sponsors spending billions of dollars a year promoting pills that the insert says it makes people commit suicide or mass murder. You promote suicide mass murder pills. How dare you sit here and blame my rights and my liberties, you little piece of trash. That's common sense, folks, and that's why I got mad that he was there accusing gun owners collectively. That's what they do. That's what Kerry said. If you don't back the Syria war, why, you're anti-American, you love Vladimir Putin, and you will be to blame for the next killings. When the Obama administration in NATO, headed up by France of all groups, and Saudi Arabia, and now Israel admits they're involved in it, finally yesterday, and said, yes, we back Assad, was in Reuters. We think he's worse than Al-Qaeda. They didn't even deny it. They owned it and said, yes, we're going to back the Al-Qaeda groups. I mean, it was so shocking to see that. That now, okay, it's out in the open. Okay, Israel was smart to just own it. Yeah, okay, sure. What's the big deal? Let's move along. And now the big mega church preacher, Rick Warren, who I'm sad lost your son, but I didn't do that. I didn't make your son go out and get a gun and kill himself. And then, oh, they don't know where he got the gun, but whoever sold it to him, you forgive him. Like the person knew. I mean, if you walk in a store and say, you know, give me Drano, and then tell me I'm going to kill myself with it, I'd be, no way I'm not going to sell that to you. You walk in with Drano, gets checked out, that's it. His son, you know, you're blaming us? Here's the clip from the Redcoats Slime Bag in Chief, who promotes, the ads are on a show every night for psychotropic drugs. It's all over the news. Sometimes I watch the news and half the newscast is Big Pharma with all these different Paxil and Zoloft and, you know, the rest of it on there. And then it's not their fault, though. It's not their fault. It's my fault. It's your fault as a gun owner. Let's go to the clip.
But I had to say, Pierce, one of the hard things was forgiving the person who sold him the gun.
Because I prayed.
Because I didn't want to forgive him.
Well, when you prey on a desperate person.
Yeah.
Do you know who that person is, Rick?
I have no idea.
No, I don't.
The police have never been able to find
out? No.
Because they couldn't trace the gun. So absolutely no idea. And it was so encrypted. And yeah, they couldn't find it.
And Rick, have you been able to forgive this person?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have to forgive. Not
all right, that's enough. Let's stop right there. I could forgive Rick Warren, but that's not ignorance. That's all scripted with him and his wife, the little glitterbug preacher and his wife, up there demonizing our civil rights, our God-given rights to self-defense. Crime's down 49% violent crime because of the upswing in gun ownership. The criminals are scared to rob houses and rape women. And carjackings are a thing of the past, except in Chicago, New York, and D.C. Liberty is actually reigning. The criminals are scared, and the criminals in government don't like the fact that they can't basically have their way with us. And she says someone preyed on her son knowingly. She's saying, oh, you're going to commit suicide here. And they go, well, do you know who did it then? Oh, no, I have no idea. As if the person, whoever, however he got this gun, we have no idea how he got it. And then you blame us and the gun owner, but you forgive us. Aren't you taking the high road for all you've done? Rick Warren, you're such a big, big man. Thanks for trying to blame the death of your son on gun owners, pal. Thanks a lot, scumbag.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight.
You know, when I talk about Rick Warren, I'm certainly not somebody that judges people or tries to, you know, criticize other fellow Christians for their views. I'm not somebody that's here to balkanize people, but Rick Warren is definitely one of these government-run preachers. He says the Bible needs to be amended, it's hateful. I mean, these are basically quotes that he's put out. And so he's definitely a globalist operative up there with his wife, going, we forgive whoever preyed on our sons, selling him this gun so he could kill himself. When obviously, hey, I'm going to kill myself. You got a gun I can buy? And they go, oh, really? Who sold it? Oh, we have no idea where he got it. Lying to everyone. You can just look at him up there. And you've got all these mainline Baptists that just worship the ground he walks on. And led by him, the Southern Baptist Convention and others have come out and said, it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. They said that this year. They've had the biggest Catholic newspaper in the U.S. come out and say it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. This is what we're talking about. And folks, they're going to SWAT team us. They're going to take our guns. They're already taking our bank accounts, our pensions, our future, our dollar, our children. On MSNBC, they say our children belong to the state. These are authoritarians. And so scumbag isn't strong enough of a term. Using the death of his son to collectively put guilt on us and blame us as gun owners, I have had enough. When it's always victim disarmament zones where these mass shooters decide to go out and kill people. And it doesn't matter if shootings overall are down 49%. They are at war with reality. CNN, by the way, I saw it again last night. We've written multiple articles on this. It's still saying he killed the people with an AR-15. Piers Morgan has been on notice for 2 days. For 2 days, that it was really about a day and a half, that it hasn't been an AR-15. CNN claims Navy Yard shooter had AR-15 shotgun. By the way, now, of course, shotguns aren't .223, they're .50 caliber, if you want to get technical, with the diameter of the barrel, but they shoot multiple projectiles in each burst. But let's not get technical. They're still saying it was an AR-15, folks, because they say polar bears can't swim on CNN, and that there's less of them, even though their numbers are fivefold. They say that there's no northern ice cap, even though it's the record size ever recorded. They literally prey on you viciously and savagely and consciously, and have Luvox and Vioxx and all these ads. You notice they're always moving to there's more than 50 of these now. Every couple of years now, there's new ones because all the other ones are making everybody kill themselves or suicide. This new one's even better. And what they do is get worse and worse and worse. But despite the fact they've got 20% of the population on this, so many gun owners are out there shooting home invaders and criminals that the overall regular criminal attacks are way down because they're scared to death, and they should be. 2 weeks after concealed carry went in Texas and the first people graduated with it and got their license, there were carjackers in Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio killed. We've done articles on that. They would be carjacking one group in standstill traffic, and then somebody would get out and shoot them. I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see the criminals on the run. And the big criminals that run D.C., they inherently want us to be their slaves. They've already stolen our future, private Federal Reserve. They've robbed us of our jobs, robbed us of everything. They know we've got God and guns and family. And so they're doing everything they can to attack whatever's left. Now let's go over some of these articles. Navy Yard shooter. Well, first off, If tell us your experience with serotonin reuptake inhibitors and psychiatric drugs. And if you think they're great, call in and tell us. If you think they're horrible, call in and tell us. Tell us your bad reactions. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Now let's go over these headlines here. This is NBC News. Navy Yard shooter Aaron Alexis was not happy with America, friends say, and, of course, confirming he was also upset about race relations. That's code word for, well, you know, white girl bleed a lot, as the new book breaks down. I'm going to get that author on. Continuing, and I don't know if that's the case in this, but it looks like it, in amongst all the other craziness. Washington gunman recently told cops he was being bombarded by microwave signals that kept him awake at night. Here's the problem. A lot of people are actually bombarded and have bad effects from microwave radiation. There's a lot of studies showing it's increasing mental illness and actually making people artificially go schizophrenic with the high load of heavy metals in the environment that have been connected to it for 100 years, lead, arsenic, mercury, things like that. And then you also get electromagnetic wireless radiation that's been shown to actually increase brainwaves and irritability. That's mainline studies. Now, he's probably a schizophrenic or was made schizophrenic, as the psychotropics say can make you an artificial schizophrenic. Psychotic breaks, mania, paranoid, schizophrenia artificially. So we don't know if he was chemically a schizophrenic, genetically a schizophrenic with some type of brain problem or disorder, or whether the drugs did it. But we know he's under psychiatric care. The cops called over and over again, believing the government was after him. And here's the problem. If the government's really after you, which we know Theodore Kaczynski, L.A. Times, you can pull this up, Alexander Cockburn broke it. It was declassified in, 2000? Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was a high-level MK-Ultra volunteer. And it showed connections to the CIA for more than 15 years. And Kaczynski was led into high-level programs at the CIA. He was very intelligent, like 160 IQ, it was reported, or around there. The point is that Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was led into high-level meetings where they basically said they were going to exterminate everybody. And that's why he wrote about the machines taking over and how we had to stop it. And the media just thought that he was some crazy environmentalist. He was a guy who saw too much. Now, he was either under mind control or flipped out because of what he learned in the MKUltra program. But he was definitely an academic with the CIA. That's declassified. Okay? Tim McVeigh, definitely sheep-dipped Army intelligence CIA. That came out in federal court. It was declared national security. Look it up. We know so many of these guys. It's right out of the movie, the remake of The Manchurian Candidate. With Denzel Washington, excellent movie, you should watch it. That is exactly the kind of stuff and exactly how they do it. And they can brainwash and program with drugs and chemicals and electroshock in about a week. And then they've got chips in the brain basically as control mechanisms to program, basically make you ill, make you sick, bring you back to the trauma-based mind control. They're not that sophisticated from the technology we know is out there. But they can do mind control without that. They can hypnotize you over and over again, put you on amnesiacs like Halcyon, sodium pentothal, and then put you back on it like Sirhan Sirhan to wind you up just to be the patsy. Just like they drugged Marinus Vanderloeb, who supposedly did the Reichstag fire, just so they could blame him so he wouldn't remember anything. They don't necessarily even do the shooting. They're just there drugged out of their mind, thinking it's a video game, shooting the gun. Now, I'm not saying this was staged. But it's starting to move into that quadrant. My gut tells me there's more than meets the eye here. I don't know, but my gut told me it looks suspicious. The timing, Obama coming out for gun control the night before, needing a diversion, saying I predict mass shootings. But I just said, you know, they're real schizophrenics. They're real people go postal. He's probably on drugs. See, that's natural mass mind control. 20% of America, including children. We crossed that Rubicon 2 years ago. Look it up. In fact, search 20% of America now on psychotropics. Or antidepressants is what they call them. They actually are the opposite. If you've got 20% out there that are on this, again, overall crime going down because of gun ownership and private security cameras, that's a big part of it, let's just be honest. You've got crime going way down because of that, but you do have craziness is up a little bit because out of a giant swath of people, you're going to end up having unstable folks. But let's continue with these headlines. So imagine he's telling the police they're coming after me and calling 911 in hotel rooms, shooting out people's tires, shooting through walls of people, and he still has a top secret security clearance. Folks, let me give you a little newsflash. You don't get a top secret security clearance now unless they want you to if you have bad credit. You don't get security clearances if you have bad credit. Just search that term. It's on record. Unless they want to hire a criminal for something. There's a lot of felons they hire and just waive it, like TSA. They waive this guy for some reason. They waive this guy. And they can do psychological metrics where they can just let out of hundreds of thousands working for the Department of Defense, actually millions as contractors and others, if they just let schizophrenics keep working and leave them there, they know with the scientific breakdowns they have with the supercomputers, there's going to end up being these events on their own. So see, any way you slice it, this is a government operation because of the drugs, the culture, the whole deal. We're all under mind control bombardment. Mind control light compared to what intense mind control is when they actually have you in their clutches. So I want to hear what you have to say about this, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the rest of the headlines here. Breaking down all of this news. Not a diagnosis, voices in head more common than thought. And we've got NBC News and others saying, oh, no, it was no big deal. You had a security clearance. Nothing to see here. It's quite normal to hear voices in your head now. It's quite normal for that to be going on. Of course, that is the number one sign of being schizophrenic. Continuing, Washington Navy Yard gunman Aaron Alexis heard voices in head after playing violent video games up to 18 hours a day, we're now learning. Buddhist community ponders apparent link between their faith and Navy Yard shooter. I mean, if the guy liked to eat at P.F. Chang's, is it the fault of Chinese food restaurants? I mean, again, this is, oh, one of the bombers visited Alex's website. Alex is to blame. MSNBC actually said, I'm to blame, and so are all libertarians. This is outrageous propaganda. Now the Buddhist, a nonviolent group, they're not offensively violent. The Buddhists actually historically trained to fight and are good fighters defensively. Let's, you know, a.k.a. Obi-Wan Kenobi, the Zen Buddhist. All right, let's continue. If we had the ammunition, we could have cleared that building. Son at Navy Yard told Dad. CNS News has the video interview. Very important that, oh, yeah, they have guns. They were not allowed to have bullets. We'll play that video later if we have time. Media buries psychiatric drug connection to Navy shooter. Paul Watson's article, Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com, and it's also up on DrudgeReport.com, the left-hand side. Here it comes. Obama calls for gun control again in aftermath of shipyard shootings. We have the quote. He calls on Congress. You know, it's their fault for not restricting guns that this happened. This guy was openly out of his mind with a security clearance and legally owning guns. This is who they should have taken to the psychiatric facility. But instead, people that had PTSD in Vietnam, they claim, are having their guns taken. No criminal record. Retired police are having their guns taken, saying they had PTSD. Amazing. Here it goes. Likely nearly all other mass shooters, or like all others, Alexis was also being treated with psychiatric drugs. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, up on Infowars.com. Very important article. Rick Warren, we already covered this, says he forgives person who sold gun to son. I mean, just unbelievable. And, of course, here's our Drudge Link story here, folks. That's what the crew calls those. Those we're giving away trade secrets. That's called a succulent plump because that's about the biggest news link you can get in the world. And we appreciate Drudge helping fight for the Second Amendment with the truth of the fact that media buries psychiatric drug connection. It is only Drudge covering the psychiatric drug connection. Only Drudge and Infowars.com and folks like Natural News. So we salute people that live in reality and want to defend the Second Amendment. If people just defend the Second Amendment, it's all over for the globalist. Continuing, Navy Yard shooter liberal supported Obama. That's right. That's from Breitbart. Caught, CNN claims Navy Yard shooter had AR-15 shotgun. And they're still reporting that even though it's admitted not true. So that's just some of the information on that front. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes and go to your calls on what you've seen in family or yourselves with the bad reactions. And we call them bad reactions. The inserts of every vaccine out there says it can cause death, autoimmune diseases, blood on the brain, convulsions, narcolepsy, Guillain-Barré, just hundreds, cancer, AIDS-like autoimmune diseases, and then every year, I had to see it again in August, headlines and TV reports going, hey, don't listen to conspiracy theorists and quacks. You know, they believe in space aliens. There are no side effects other than a sore shoulder from a vaccine. I've read you those headlines, and they just sit there like con men, like Obama going, 80-90% of Americans support gun control. He said that Sunday on Meet the Press with Snotolophilus. And Stanopoulos, you know, sat up there and said, that's right, 80-90% want their guns taken. It doesn't matter if the poll shows the opposite, 70% or more. Doesn't matter. Just like polar bears can't swim. Just like it's your fault Rick Warren's son blew his head off. It is all our fault. These people are a joke. Now, before we go to break, I want to tell you we got a lot of new items going into the InfoWars store today. I'm not ready to mention those yet because they're being posted right now, but watch that site. Some great new tools that really wake people up. In the activist area, I'll just leave that surprise to later. It should be up the next hour. I'll tell you about it. We've got ProPure water filters and other great water systems at the lowest prices that we're allowed to sell them. I go to my spot. I go find the lowest price. and I sell the lowest price, 10% off promo code WATER on the whole line of ProPure water filtration, gravity-fed stainless steel. And the number one thing you can do for your family, folks, is filter their water. Send your kids to school with a glass water bottle. They got them encased in plastic now, so they're safe. So they don't have all the Prozac runoff and the glyphosates Roundup and the sodium fluoride and all the rest of it. And they've got, the other gravity-fed systems have this where like two filters do it. They don't cut it all out. This is the Pro One, folks, that does it all. It is the name. I went out and found the best 2 years ago. And I did a year of research trying to find one that was up to snuff. We noticed we'd sell filters for about a year. Well, this is it. Pro One, Pro Pure Systems. They've got the big ones. They've got the little ones. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase also funds the operation. We're not like MSNBC that takes it from you at gunpoint. You know, they get stimulus money or NPR. We are funded by your free will and buying the great products in the free market. InfoWarsStore.com. We're doing a major push to expand our operations. We need your support as well, so please shop with the good guys. Get the great Patriot InfoWars t-shirts to meet like-minded folks in your area. A lot of new t-shirts coming out. Get the InfoWars magazine at cost to help wake folks up. Get the incredible Seed Center, non-GMO seeds, the widest selection, lowest prices anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 24 hours a day, we can take your calls, take your orders, answer your questions. But please shop with the good guys and support us. And I want to thank all of you that have supported us and get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
We were playing this music basically during during the break. We had 3 minutes. You know, I didn't used to eat like a pig. I'll be eating at my parents' house sometimes. My mother goes, I didn't raise you to eat like a slob. What happened to you? 18 years of radio happened. When you do a three-hour radio show, I haven't eaten breakfast. I've been up since 6 a.m. I went and jogged this morning, and they went out for lunch. I got an egg sandwich over easy. They walk in. I bite into it, and it shoots egg all over my shirt. And let me tell you, we were eastbound and down getting the getting me one of the InfoWars Liberty or Death t-shirts on. Hey, it looks better than that shirt I was wearing. Why not? So here I am sporting our colors proud if you're watching us on television. Hey, you want to see the egg sandwich, ladies and gentlemen? I can eat pretty fast during a break. There is the culprit right there. Not usually part of my healthy diet, but I tell you. Absolutely delicious right there, ladies and gentlemen. That is like mother's milk. Unfortunately, half of the mother's milk sprayed out on me. The blood of the egg, I'm not going to get to imbibe in that delicious ambrosia at this current date. At this current date, as a fine southern gentleman, as a Yankee. All right, I'm now digressing off into mania. Maybe I need Prozac. Something's wrong with me. I'm high on life. I'm bad. I need drugs. The government loves me. By the way, speaking of drugs, I have an article where people on medical marijuana, they use the medical marijuana card from their medical doctor to take their baby. Everyone needs to know, folks, in every major city, they're taking kids every day. In the old days, you just went to jail for pot. Now they're like, no, you can smoke pot. We're just going to kidnap your kids. No judge, no jury. We're the CPS. All right. We're taking calls starting now and into the next hour, interspersed with amazing news. And Congressman Walter Jones is joining us from North Carolina. He's got a bill to impeach Obama. You want it? You got it. We are moving forward in the info war here. But I said call in on the drug topic of have you had bad side effects ever taking serotonin reuptake inhibitors and others known as antidepressants that say on the insert they can make you murder your whole church or chop your kid's arms off. But hey, why not give it to somebody who's depressed? Here's a pill that'll make you kill people. And then, oh my gosh, there's more suicide in America. That is way up. Well, we better have anti-suicide training and put kids on drugs. And oh, we're giving them suicide pills. More are killing themselves. Well, hell, the answer to that's more suicide pills. Suicides in this country doubled in the last 20 years. You look up the numbers. And, of course, it's more than that. Yeah, in the youth, it's more than double. Because we have suicide education. And all these suicide education programs, they started in 1990 under federal training. It's the little girls that are the most easy to influence because they want to help and be friendly. Everybody knows that pre-adolescent girls are generally the most pliable and friendly and good in school. And they teach them how to hang themselves and how to shoot themselves. And whatever you do, don't tie the shoelaces around your neck and do this. And then the little girl goes and does it and just tries it out. And they find him dead all the time in the stall. But that's okay because then everybody has to be tested because of the scare. And they call everyone in, run by the drug company reps, the file, into the sports arena or into the school auditorium. And they have the local psychiatrist there. We're going to do screening. We're going to teach all your 10 or 11-year-olds how to not commit suicide. And then they do the screening, and everybody goes on drugs. And then there's a whole bunch of people commit suicide, and girls start learning about cutting themselves. And suddenly all that's happening, and then there's just suicide everywhere. Then there's more drugs, and then more suicide, and then more drugs, and then more suicide, and then more drugs, and then more suicide, and then more drugs. Suicide, 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 suicide. And death education, they put you in a coffin in the school. They have this at Littleton, Colorado, Columbine. And then they get in the coffin and talk about death. And they wrap kids up in blankets and teach them how to die. It's all fun to learn how to die. And then, oh, jeepers creepers, everybody's killing themselves.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.